This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Petwartz. Explosions rocked central Baghdad today as the month of Ramadan drew to a close. Today's violence highlights what has been a difficult and bloody Ramadan in Iraq, the holiest period of the Islamic year. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer today publicly acknowledged the new difficulties facing the people of Iraq, even as attacks against U.S. and British forces are in the decline. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Even after one of the deadliest months since the end of combat operations in Iraq, Paul Bremer is busily promoting the notion that slow but steady progress is being made. As Ramadan came to an end, he held evening meals known as iftars with selected Iraqis. An Iraqi television showed Bremer trying to convince his guests that the country is on the road back to a peaceful existence.
This iftar dinner is a very good symbol of the fact that life is returning to normal in Iraq.
But speaking to reporters this morning in Baghdad, General John Abizaid, head of the U.S. Central Command, acknowledged what Iraqis have been saying for days, that the stepped-up military operations, including large airstrikes, widespread raids of civilian homes, and arrests of suspects, may have simply diverted the insurgents towards softer Iraqi targets.
These offensive actions in the past 2 weeks have actually driven down the attacks against coalition forces, but unfortunately we've found that attacks against Iraqis have increased. So a combination of Iraqi security forces and coalition security forces will relentlessly go after the enemies of the Iraqi people, find them, engage them, and bring them to justice.
At the same news conference, Bremer said, "We have to anticipate that there will be a level of terrorism in this country for some time," signaling a need for continued military presence even after power is handed over to Iraqis.
The polls overwhelmingly show this is the view of the Iraqi people, that the overwhelming percent of the Iraqi people understand the importance of keeping coalition forces here even after sovereignty is returned.
Bremer added that more attacks can also be expected against what he called the institutions of democracy. The current head of the American-appointed Iraqi Governing Council, Jalal Talabani, has written to the United Nations asking for a new resolution that would affirm the proposed handover of power to Iraqis by the end of June. Talabani also announced yesterday a move that free press advocates found chilling. He said the Dubai-based television channel Al Arabiya had been shut down indefinitely after broadcasting statements purported to be from Saddam Hussein that Talibani called incitement to murder.
We don't want to interfere with journalists, but please understand the difference between freedom and democracy and encouraging the violence and assassination. This is a big crime, and we will take more steps against anyone encourages violence and assassination.
Media advocacy groups condemned the shutdown as an assault on press freedom. The latest appeal for calm has come from a Sunni cleric, Adnan Dulaimi, who called on insurgents and the military to halt their attacks for a week to let Iraqis celebrate the end of a bloody Ramadan in peace. But this morning, General Abizaid rejected the idea of a halt to U.S. operations. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.